From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. military's last official combat brigade is out of Iraq ahead of an August 31st deadline. Troops from the 4th Stryker Brigade, 2nd Infantry Division cheered as they began crossing the border into Kuwait before dawn this morning. The BBC's Hugh Sykes reports the withdrawal had actually been underway for months.
They've been leaving all year. In January, there were still 120,000 U.S. combat troops here, down to 80,000 in May, down to 12,000 last month, and now they've all gone. At one time, there were 150,000 Americans here. Early in the occupation, some lone voices in Washington, notably General Eric Shinseki, advised that there should be hundreds of thousands more troops here to ensure order and peace. He was ignored. He was transferred. The Americans disbanded the Iraqi army and the police. Order and peace broke down. There were years of insurgency and sectarian conflict. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqis died. Nearly 4,500 American troops were killed.
The BBC's Hugh Sykes reporting. As troop withdrawal continues in Iraq, many are being redeployed to Afghanistan. The U.S. is ramping up assistance to flood-ravaged Pakistan, pledging $150 million today. Richard Holbrooke, the State Department's special envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan, says the U.S. is fully committed to the relief effort.
We want to be the first with the most assistance. And once again, we have been. But it is an international effort. It requires incredible amounts of resources.
Aid groups have complained that foreign donations are arriving too slowly to help the estimated 20 million people affected by the worst floods in recent memory in Pakistan. A growing number of Americans believe, incorrectly, that President Obama is a Muslim. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, a new poll also finds that fewer Americans think the president is a Christian.
The survey by the Pew Research Center found only about 1 in 3 Americans believe President Obama's professed faith as a Christian. That's down from about half who believed that when he first came into office. Meanwhile, almost 1 in 5 Americans have come to believe, falsely, that Mr. Obama is a Muslim. Pew President Andrew Kohut says most of those are people who disapprove of the president.
It's part of, I think, of a mindset of people who are personally critical of Obama's, saying, well, you know, he's not like us.
43% of those polled say they don't know what the president's religion is. The survey was conducted before Mr. Obama weighed in on controversial plans for a mosque near Ground Zero in New York. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
New unemployment claims are at their highest level since November, signaling more trouble in the jobs market. The Labor Department says applications reached 500,000 last week. Dow is down 167 at 10,249. This is NPR. An egg recall is widening because of salmonella. An estimated 400 million eggs shipped to several states may be contaminated, marking a big jump since last week. The eggs produced by an Iowa farmer are linked to a salmonella outbreak that officials believe may have made hundreds of people sick since May. France is deporting hundreds of Roma to Eastern Europe. Anita Elash reports the French government is coming under heavy criticism for this operation.
Human rights groups and even politicians from President Nicolas Sarkozy's own party say they're outraged by the deportations, which follow a crackdown on illegal Roma camps. In some cases, police raided the camps at dawn and separated the men from women and children. One politician said the crackdown resembles the deportation of Jews from France during the Second World War. Others say the policy won't do anything to stop Roma from coming to France or setting up illegal camps. Those who left today accepted about $385 per adult to return to Romania. France expelled thousands of Roma under the same conditions last year, but many returned after a few months. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
The parts of Tennessee still rebuilding from severe floods in recent months got another dose of heavy rain, and with it, flash floods. Authorities say high water swept through a town northeast of Nashville this morning. And yesterday, floods left drivers stranded in their vehicles and derailed a train. There were also reports that a home was swept away. Parts of Kentucky, North Carolina, and Virginia are also under flash flood alerts. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for